It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour. I'll give you a reminder. Today's Friday. We've been telling you all week, but WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. And if you would like to donate goods, generators, canned goods, you can drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission headquarters in Doral, or you can just go to WQAM.com and get all the info right there. You know what today... Do you know what happened today on television, Crowder, in 1984, 40 years ago?
Cheers debuted.
No, not a bad guess. If I said to you the name Gordon Gartrell, would that mean anything to you?
A mega move.
No, that's not Gordon Gartrell. Gordon Gartrell was the shirt that Denise, that Theo wanted. And Denise said, I can make you a Gordon Gartrell. You're thinking of Lamar Luttrell from Revenge of the Nerds.
An Omega Moo.
Yeah, it was the famous Cosby Show Denise episode when she made him the Bobo Gordon Gartrell shirt, which looked nothing like the actual Gordon
Gartrell. Nice sweater.
One of my favorite episodes.
When you said tight lines last segment, I thought of a conversation I had last night. I was out there with OG at Funky Buddha, and it was a group of younger people there. And so they came, they're talking to me and OG, whatever. And I go talk to a group of older individuals, old white dudes. And when I'm leaving, I say, hit them straight. And one of the young black dude was like, what does that mean? I was like, oh, it's a golfing term. And I've noticed that when I'm just, glad handing and talking, if I can see you have money, you either golf or fish. And so I'll say, have you caught something recently? How you hitting them? And it's one of my go-tos. And every old rich dude has, they either golf or fish. And I thought about it, Hawk, you're an enigma.
I was just about to say, I must not have money because I don't fall into either of those categories.
I'm not saying you have to own Pepsi. Any person like yourself, very successful. Your son's off in college. You and Lori do well. I'm not counting your pockets, but you're not hurting to eat on a Wednesday night. You do not have hobbies.
Oh, sure.
No, you don't. You go to Bucky's.
Take My Tumor.
It's ridiculous.
If they had trading cards for Take My Tumor, I would be at the hobby store buying them.
You are one of the only successful people that I know that do not golf or fish. You need to take up one of those two.
Gamble.
I'm putting it on my shoulders. Solana uses his dad's Amex card to do everything, and he golfs and fishes.
Yeah, it's weird. My dad golfed every day. Just loved golfing. Lived at the country club for a while. I don't know why I never took it up. I could outdrive both of you. Like, I'll go to the drive shack and I can outdrive both of you. But yeah, actual golfing, you know, it would take me a couple of weeks to probably
to master it.
Yeah.
You got to golf or fish, man. What are we going to do, Hawk? I'd ask you to fish for 10 years.
Definitely not going to fish.
Should I start saying, let's go golfing? Let's
go. Golfing has more of a chance than fishing, but neither of them really have a chance.
But Crowder,
swing dancing. You have any interest in swing dancing?
I know how to foxtrot.
Crowder, Hawk doesn't drink either. So, like, I love Hawk, genuinely. I love you, but I don't want to go golfing with you because I want to get hammered out in the
course. Those are the two. That's one of the reasons that I don't golf or fish. People will just want to drink beers and pound beers all afternoon long. It doesn't appeal to me. That doesn't appeal to me. And that's one of the attractions for a lot of people to golf or fish is just to hammer beers all day long.
And if we're turned, you know, we're at the turn, we're about to go tee off on 10, or we're already 20 miles out, you know, we're chasing Mahi, and he turns to me and say, "Hey, Crowder, do you have an Aperol Spritz?" I think I'd punch him.
Right. And I got to keep checking my Twitter and Instagram and stuff. Sometimes there's not a good signal on, you know, at some of these places. It just doesn't work for me.
What you want? Grab me a brew. I'll take an apple.
I don't know if Hard Rock Bet is offering me a buyout on one of my bets if I don't have a good internet signal. It's just, it's not for me.
You're worried about a profit boost, huh? Hmm.
So Rob Conrad did not swim to shore, according to you.
If you want to get it to, I'm a boater. The story is very troubling.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So I had never heard of that story. I know Rob Conrad for whatever reason.
Rob Conrad story?
I either heard about it, forgot. And I haven't listened to the full story, but I'm just seeing here. Rob Conrad, 27 miles he swam to survive 16 hours.
Yeah.
Back in 2015.
That Dolphins legend.
Crowder. You're 100% right about this. There's no way. There's just no way. Impossible.
And let me put a little more context to it, Solana. He left out of Fort Lauderdale, and he swam back to Fort Lauderdale through the Gulf Stream that runs double-digit miles per hour north. So he's running through a 15-mile-per-hour river and swimming in a straight line for 16 hours. It just... When you drive a big-ass boat through the Gulf Stream, it'll push you a mile north.
This is the same kind of argument to people. They go, oh, we're going to take a little tiny rocket ship, and we're going to go 185,000 miles into space and land exactly on this rock that's flying by. And then they go, there's no chance we landed on the moon. I believe you, Rob.
The story doesn't add up in my mind. If I wanted to spend the day in Tootsie's, I think a great excuse would be, hey, I was swimming all night because I fell off a boat.
Bro, to swim 10 miles? Like just.
Oh, here comes Solana because he's a big kayaker. He's going to tell you about the jet stream and the Gulf Stream. Go ahead, Solana.
To swim a mile, period. Like, dude, I don't think people understand what that would take. Like the toll it takes on the body.
Explain it to us. Explain it to us,
well,
because you've done it so often.
Let's just say kayaking a mile sucks. Now imagine not having a paddle.
Kayaking a mile, like 30 seconds, especially if you have the Gulf Stream.
To go from Aventura to Boca, what's that, 30 miles?
No.
I don't understand why you guys don't believe Rob Conrad.
Just 30 miles. Just give me something 30 miles away from something else.
Anybody else throwing shade on this story?
Boca to Hard Rock. If you take 95, isn't that about 30 miles?
Wait a second. It says 9-mile swim on Bleacher Report.
I'm telling you, the Gulf Stream, you're not swimming through the Gulf Stream and landing the same place you took off.
I'm going to ask Dave Hyde, because I think Dave Hyde did a big sit down with him. And Dave Hyde, he would weed out any shenanigans.
Yeah.
Wasn't that tired?
I don't know, man. I'm seeing here on the New York Times, Rob Conrad recounts his 27-mile swim to Florida coast. 27 miles. Come on, man.
What an ABC News I'm watching. Rob Conrad, video shows ex-Miami Dolphin Rob Conrad's shock at learning he swam 16 hours to shore. Like, he didn't even know it when they pulled him in.
Huh, go get in the pool and wade. Just well, sit there.
I don't understand why you don't believe him.
I have it. Doesn't make sense.
I believe
Love Rob. I don't believe him.
I believe he swam to shore.
I think he was a mile and a half out.
Mm-hmm. He was in the shallow part of the ocean.
He walked half the way.
He's on a sandbar.
He walked the sandbar for 15 hours and then swam over the shore.
Well, listen, by the end of the day today, we will get to the bottom of this 9-year-old story.
Hey, man, you heard Cold Case Files?
This isn't a cold case. There's no one doubting the story except you.
This is a cold case.
That's not a cold case.
All right. Should I do headlines here?
Imagine Whittingham and Appel's shock, by the way, when I just realized I texted them, "We're back, do Delaware at the end."
Appel might have panicked.
No, Appel texted me. He goes, "Are you okay?"
He's late to the show.
Ask Witty about the Rob Conrad thing. He has like a good gauge for this stuff.
I'll just ask real quick. Yeah. Either of you believe the Rob Conrad story from 2015?
Just. You can't jog for 16 hours.
Well, but if you're trying to save your life, you're taking out a very important element. It's yes. That or death.
15, 16 hours.
You hear it all the time, swimming. Though, Crowder. Like, man, these cruise ships that go from Miami to the Bahamas, there's really not that much mileage in between, what, a couple hundred miles? And somebody jumps off the cruise ship, never see him again. Yeah, because you can't swim that long. Like, you can't.
15 hours of swim. That's sun up, sun goes down, sun comes back up. I'm still swimming.
I mean, I'm sure he's treading water to relax at some point. It's not just straight swimming.
Go tread water for an hour and you're drowned.
Love you, though, Rob.
Well, I don't think you do.
I'm cool with Rob.
I don't think you are.
You can't tell me, Rob, my friend.
I mean, you bristle when I suggest maybe you didn't even get a hole in one on a golf course. Rob Conrad swam to save his life, and you think you're cool with him believing him?
Man, that's my man. I love Rob. He ain't swim no 15 hours. He's Aquaman.
Ridiculous.
Aqua Rob.
He's Jason Momoa. 15 hours of swimming. It doesn't make sense.
All right, so the Dolphins are going to play on Sunday. They're going to play the Colts. I imagine they'll fly there. Maybe Rob will just swim, though.
Josh Appel says, "I have no reason not to believe it." And that's how I feel.
It is, yeah. He should just get into Mississippi. He should jump into Mississippi and swim up north.
What would be the reason to lie? He didn't sell his story anywhere. I mean, there's easier ways to get out of an issue, perhaps, with your wife than saying, "I swam for 16 hours through the ocean."
He had a good time.
Through the shark-infested ocean. I mean, there's so many better excuses.
What's the excuse?
Like, if he came up with that excuse.
Genius. No cell phone. No way to get in touch with me. I was fighting for my life for 16 hours. It is what it is. Hey, get an Uber to drop me off. You know, grab a ride to the ocean, jump in the water, get wet, crawl up on the beach and lay there like you're tired.
So you don't even think that he was on a boat at all. You're saying he went from, say, his guma's house, and this is all, but I don't believe this, Rob. I'm just painting a picture. You're saying that he actually took an Uber from someone's house to the ocean, swam out 10 miles, swam back 10 miles.
Swam out 100 feet, swam back, crawled up, breathing hard and choking, and made sure somebody saw him.
All right. Okay.
Genius, if that's what happened.
Well, what would he have been doing out there? In other words, if he wasn't on a boat, wouldn't your wife ask you that first question? What were you doing out in the middle of the ocean?
The story was he was on a boat fishing by himself, and he fell off the boat.
So he has to scuttle the boat then, too.
Sent the boat out, put it in drive, jumped
off. Had the Uber driver send the boat out.
Oh, you can put a boat in drive, jump off the back, swim a couple feet, set to go.
All right.
Did they recover the boat?
No idea. I know he went in that damn water for 15 hours. Okay. Yeah, I can't pick up my cell phone and put it on the desk for 15 hours straight. Now I'm going to wade in the water for 15.
To save your life, you will.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd have gave up.
Did you see open water?
It's over for me. I did see. I'm not falling off a boat. When I'm on a boat, I'm steadfast.
Well, I'm sure Rob Conrad used to say that too.
I know, because he was 45 feet off the shore.
It's insane that we are litigating this today.
I don't know how it came up, but it's the story's crazy.
Yeah, there's too many holes in this story. I'm with you.
No, there's no holes in the story. And every time you guys try to poke a hole in it, I show you that there are no holes. He didn't take an Uber and swim out of there. Like, what would have happened to his boat?
He sent it off.
How did the Coast Guard know to come?
Did they come?
I think so.
Thought he swam up to the shore for 16 hours.
Into the waiting arms of the Coast Guard. I don't know.
Nobody was looking for him.
No, everybody was looking for him. What do you say? What, 16 they were looking
hours.
For him.
They can find him in 16 hours? He was in the water 34 minutes.
This is ridiculous. I don't understand how this is. Solana's never even heard of this story. He's 9 years late to the story, and he doesn't believe it. He doesn't know who Rob Conrad is.
I'm with you, Crowder.
The concept of swimming for 15 hours. No floaties. No life vest.
No, but Crowder's so right about this. You can't, you swim out into the ocean, you can't come back to the point where you left land from unless you're trying to do that. So Rob Conrad.
Jeff Darlington tweeted at that time because he did a story on it. Rob Conrad followed the sun west during the day, then followed lights on the shore. I have two beautiful daughters, he says. I was hitting that shore. As for his boat, Darlington reports the vessel was found near an ironically named reef in the Bahamas.
Yeah, cut it loose.
Conrad reached shore in West Palm Beach early Friday morning, an estimated 27 nautical miles from where he fell into the water. So he didn't swim a straight line back to where he left. He was being carried by the current 27 miles.
Damn, Crowder. Come on.
Swam
Darlington reports
miles.
That Conrad spent the next 3 days in the hospital recovering from hypothermia, dehydration, and rhabdomyolysis, the breakdown of muscle fibers. Yeah, he was faking it all. He faked the three-day hospital stay.
Because he had a long night.
Ridiculous. I mean, just ridiculous. He's in the hospital with hypothermia. So how did he fake the hypothermia?
Turn the air conditioner low. Hey, And now he's following the moon and the star. Is he Sacagawea? Hawk, it just
sounds
crazy.
Well, what would you do if you fell off a boat in the middle of the night?
Told the Lord to pray to the Lord and tell my kids, hey, and
well,
sink to the
Rob
bottom.
Conrad had a better plan than you because your plan's stupid. 27
miles, 15 hours.
But he following it was the obviously stars. The current carrying him 27 miles from where he went overboard. He didn't have a 27-mile swim. He ended up 27 miles from wherever, Lighthouse Point, which is where he left, to West Palm Beach, where he came ashore. That blows your entire theory out of the water.
Well, it doesn't blow my theory because that's not far enough. You're swimming 15 hours. A boat, a piece of grass would shift longer than that. 15 hours? You'd be in North Carolina.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You still have a chance to apologize to him, Solana. Yeah. Crowder's too far gone. I would apologize if I were you.
I've questioned the story since the day it happened.
I'm thinking about this real hard because, Crowder, it seems like everything you thought about this story was incorrect, and I hitched my wagon to you without ever—
And it's so wrong. Like, now the nurses and the emergency room physicians are in on the ruse, too. I mean—
They are. Okay. And his fingertips are cold. Hypotherapy, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Rob Conrad, I'm sorry. I truthfully had never heard of you before 3:13.
Rob was a great fullback.
I apologize. And I'm very, very empathetic about your struggles in the ocean. I really am. Even though, Crowder, have you seen Breaking Bad? Because, man, Walter White does something very similar to this. Shows up in the hospital, naked, pretends he lost his mind. He was missing for 3 days. Meanwhile, he was just cooking up meth.
There's truth in all stories.
Well, apparently you don't believe that.
I think he was in the water.
You have gone out of your way to say there's no truth in the stories.
I think he was in the water. He wasn't in the water 15 hours.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover. Call them 866-954.
Did we do any headlines, or we just covered the Rob Conrad story?
This is the show I want to do. Headlines from 2015.
Your weather.
Anthony Richardson's going to play. Jonathan Taylor ruled out. Achan has been cleared for the Dolphins. That is a 1 p.m. game in Indy. Canes at Louisville mañana at 12. Panthers, they lost yesterday. They host VGK tomorrow at 6. The Heat play tonight, 8 p.m. in Memphis, preseason finale. Duke hosts FSU tonight at 7. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy, around 80 degrees. That's your weather.
All right. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, hopefully with some winners, including tonight's FSU game. So we'll talk a little sports gambling with Lee in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Denise!
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We went very long talking about Rob Conrad, inexplicably, and the text line is littered with comments about the Rob Conrad swim to shore, and I love it, except for the fact that this was 9 years ago, and I don't even know why we brought it up. But that is the beauty of this show. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, as evidenced by Rhinestone Cowboy. We're running late, and he does like a million radio hits today, so we're probably causing him to be late on other ones. So Lee Sterling's joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and he joins us on Fridays. Hello, Lee.
How are you? Good afternoon.
We're good. It was an interesting meandering segment that we had in the last segment, but we're going to get things back on track, and I'm going to get you back on your schedule.
All right.
Because I know your Fridays are very busy. Are we causing you to run overtime on another show?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
I taped the Cheyenne Wyoming show, so we're good.
How many shows do you do on a Friday?
32.
32 radio shows. All right, let's start with the Dolphins game. Dolphins on Sunday. I'm going to go out of chronological order here. Dolphins on Sunday are in Indianapolis. They are three-point underdogs.
I think this is the most important game of the season. This is going to show what Mike McDaniel's all about. He had an extra week to prepare for this game. We're going to see Anthony Richardson start off at quarterback. It looks like he's going to have back Michael Pittman and also Josh Downs. Maybe most important, no Jonathan Taylor. So Miami's got to step up on defense. Special teams, which are ranked 32nd, they just got to get a couple breaks. I mean, everything has gone wrong. I mean, kickers hitting the goalpost. I just think that he's going to come up with a game plan. These kids are going to step up and play. And on top of that, I think that we're going to see maybe a trick play or two. We haven't seen much of that. I'm just not impressed with this Colts defense here. They're missing their best defensive lineman. For 1 week, we're going to be chanting Snoop, Snoop, Snoop. Miami, 16-13 over Indy.
All right. I hope you are right. You have a low-scoring game there. How about the Canes on Saturday, tomorrow? It's a noon game. Canes are 4.5-point favorites at Louisville. I think all of us Canes fans, you and I included, get a little nervous coming off a bye lately.
We do, because Mario's 0-3. Just came to Miami coming off the bye in a combined 1-7 since he started coaching the Oregon Ducks. So it has not gone well. They had a players-only meeting. I like that fact. I think the offense is going to continue playing at a high level. Cam Ward, 20 TD passes on the year. I think the offensive line will be stronger now. We have one of our starters coming back, Rivers. Louisville, though, has some weapons. Number 25, they're running back, a true freshman, Isaac Brown, has three straight 100-yard rushing games. They have another kid from Miami, Ja'Cory Brooks, that started off at Alabama, now transferred over. And number 5, Cullen Lacy, who is projected to be their best receiver. He got hurt in fall camp. He came back last week. They have some weapons everywhere on offense. Their problem has been closing out games, turnovers, defense giving up chunk plays here. I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. I mean, these two teams, when they faced off the last three times, average of 76 points scored. I think, though, this is Louisville's Super Bowl. I think maybe the biggest thing in Miami's going for them is the game's not played at night. I mean, it's been like 38, 40 degrees at night the last couple nights here. It will be 62 degrees. I just checked the kickoff, warm up to about 70, 72 degrees. I think we're going to see another barn burner. I think our secondary is vulnerable, but Cam Ward rescues us again. Miami, no room to spare, 38-37.
Okay, so you're taking Louisville plus the points, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right, get me out of there with a dub, and I'm going to be happy. So
that's right. Headed into Florida State. Yep.
Yeah, I want to be undefeated going into that FSU week. Oh, will we have fun. Speaking of FSU, they play tonight. Yep. They are three-point dogs at Duke.
So Duke has been outstated the last two games. Somehow they just keep winning. How are they doing it? Red zone defense, ranked number 14 in the country. So there's nothing fancy about them. Play just a consistent 4-3 defense. Don't blitz a whole lot. On the other side, Florida State, Brock Glenn looked good last week, starting to settle in here. Some people are calling for them to start tanking, but I think it's best for them to wait until loss number 7. If they do, I think it could harm their recruiting, and missing a bowl would not be good for them. I think Florida State's good enough to win this game here against Manny Diaz. I like Florida State tonight, 26-20. Wrong team favored.
All right, and the final game I'll give you, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. Crowder's Florida Gators are a 1.5-point dog at home hosting Kentucky tomorrow.
Yeah, and they've dominated. I mean, until the last three games, they won for like three decades against Kentucky. But the last three games, Kentucky, 3-0, and won by a combined score 79-43. The one still biggest weakness for the Gators, run defense. It's a little bit better, but they should have had a 14-17-point lead at halftime last week against Tennessee. So I think some of their in-game decisions have not been great. Like the fact that Kentucky is more of a running team, and then they go to play action here. I think this is the race to see who can score 20 points first. I think Kentucky has the better defense. Kentucky, 21-17.
Sorry about that, CC.
No, I got to ask. Do you believe in Napier? I would bet against Florida because Napier makes the worst damn decisions ever.
Right. They win that game. They have any other coach. They
should have beat Tennessee. They stop running damn bubble screens and throw something out. I know the bubble screen's coming. I wouldn't even stand in the middle. Yeah, never mind. I guess I'm not asking a question. I'm just getting mad.
Right. I understand it.
All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And, man, I need some winners because
I'm going to give you my top play of the weekend. It's not a backup
right.
The truck.
This I need. All right, go
not
ahead.
Not quite back up the truck, but this is a game that has layers. We're going to go with Cincinnati tomorrow. Cincinnati Bearcats are laying 5 points. They're taking on Arizona State. Now, Arizona State last week beat Utah. Why is that important? Well, the year before they lost 55-3. They got sky high for the game. They may not have been the better team. Turned out Cam Rising played, I think, every play but the first three plays with an ACL tear. But Arizona State lost Sam Leavitt on the second-to-last possession of the game. Their quarterback, and who's their quarterback now? Jeff Sims. Remember him from Georgia Tech and then Nebraska, eighth-year junior? So we're going to go with Cincinnati, who's playing some good football. Xavier Henderson, who started off at Florida Gator. There's a little bit of a Gator trail there for Channing here. He's now at Cincinnati, their top receiver. I like their quarterback, Sorsby. I think they win this game by 2 touchdowns.
All right. What did you say the line was? -5?
-5. Yep.
All right. Bearcats -5. So Lee Sterling's picks. He's got the Dolphins getting the points on Sunday. He's got Louisville getting the points tomorrow. And FSU getting the points tonight at Duke. And nothing on your Florida Gators. We're going Kentucky on that one. He likes the Cincinnati Bearcats tomorrow as well. Lee Sterling, again, ParamountSports.com is the website. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and we will speak with you next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Lee Sterling. It's amazing how we can navigate from the Rob Conrad story from 9 years ago into actual handicapping of games that happen tonight and tomorrow. I mean, we can go from 9 years back to right now.
genius.
Like it's nothing. Anyway, 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.